House and Senate negotiators are debating changes to the Medicare program. We thought that this would be a good time to talk about the role of grandfathers in American politics. No, we're not talking about the more senior members of Congress. We're talking about something they and many other politicians often put into the laws they make. Grandfather clauses. In the case of Medicare, for example, Congress and the White House have discussed exempting current senior citizens from some of the more controversial changes proposed, a sort of grandfather clause for grandparents. I discussed grandfather clause politics with Slate founding editor Michael Kinsley, who explained the basic message of such clauses this way.
You can keep doing it, but everyone else can't do it anymore. And this has come up in politics in various ways. It's useful to politicians because the people who are doing the thing now are the ones who want to keep doing it the most. And so they say, well, we'll let you do it, but we'll stop people from doing it in the future.
So what are the origins of the grandfather clause?
Well, the term grandfather clause originated after the Civil War when Southern states passed laws to prevent blacks from voting, and they enacted poll taxes. But they said if your grandfather could vote, you could vote without paying the poll tax. You were grandfathered in. And, of course, anyone whose grandfather could vote was white. So it worked out rather well from their point of view.
Mm. And so one area these days that might be affected is Medicare reform.
Well, sure. The president's Medicare reform plan and the Democrats, too, to some extent, say we're not going to do anything to cut the benefits of current recipients or people who are about to retire. President Bush's plan, he goes on about how wonderful it's going to be for everybody involved and then says, but if you don't like it and you're a current retiree, you can keep the current plan. The implication being if you're going to retire when you and I, Madeline, and many of our listeners are going to retire, we're not going to enjoy those benefits. But we're not as engaged in the Medicare issue as older people are, so that works, and that may help get Medicare through, which would be maybe a useful trade-off.
And it sounds pretty politically convenient, too.
Well, sure it is, except everybody does it on both sides of the aisle.
You've also written about the situation with property taxes here in California, specifically the famous or infamous Proposition 13 that limited property taxes in 1978. How does that qualify as a grandfather clause, and what difference is that making today?
Well, it actually came up in the recall election briefly. Warren Buffett, who's a famous Omaha investor, actually has a couple of houses in California, and he backed Arnold Schwarzenegger for the governorship. But he gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal where he pointed out this odd law in California. He owns two houses side by side in Laguna Beach. Life is tough. One of them's worth $2 million. One of them's worth $4 million. The property taxes on the $2 million one are five times what the property taxes are on the more expensive one because the law put in by Prop 13 says that property tax assessments cannot be raised except when a house changes hands. So if you're living there now, you're grandfathered in, you get the lower rate. If you arrive later, you have to pay a higher tax. And this is not only unfair, but it screws up the market. There are people who can't afford to move out of houses that are too big for them. And that means that there are other people who can't afford to move in.
So what's your opinion of grandfather laws? Do you think that they're useful at all?
Well, there is one good thing about them, which is that they grease the wheels of change because they essentially buy off the most adamant opponents of something really tough like Medicare reform. The bad thing is that they're unfair. You know, why should one neighbor pay five times the property tax of another neighbor just because of when he or she happened to move into a house when they probably paid more for the house than the person who's getting the great bargain?
That analysis from Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley. You'll find his article on grandfather politics at slate.com. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Madeline.